Hello and welcome to Hollywood Bets Hit the Target English Premier League edition. I'm Chad Nagel, your stand-in host for today. I've been asked to fill in for my brother Jesse, who's still celebrating Arsenal's win at Chelsea last night. But apparently he's lost his voice. But joining me today, we have Donovan, Mr. Value Veer, and Joshua Gaylord, who, like Jesse, is celebrating Arsenal's win, but is also celebrating his birthday today. Guys, welcome. Josh, happy birthday.
Thanks. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Josh. I haven't seen this guy smile this well in forever.
I mean the past three Premier League fixtures have been rather tough. I even decided to skip out last week, you know. But I'm back. Last night was a good early birthday present.
Wow.
And I'm excited for this weekend. That's going to be a big one.
Well, yesterday, the celebrations continue for him, obviously, because he's going to be taking on the easy Man United. But yeah,
you sound like you're buzzing.
I am quite cheerful. I am quite boastful. so let's take it out. There might be a bit of buzz in my voice, because I know one of our SBN analysts and colleagues in Ryan Liberty, he's lost the bet, and he will be adorning a Liverpool jersey, which is something that I'll be cherishing and can't wait to watch out on Twitter. You'll see those picks coming through.
Well, with no FA Cup action this weekend, we have a full set of fixtures that we want to get straight into. And it all starts off with the big one. It's Arsenal versus Man United at the Emirates. Once a title decider, now these two teams are battling for a place in the top four come end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, yes, this match is used to be the fixture we used to all watch in our heyday. You think of the Roy Keane, Patrick Vieira in the tunnel fight. There's so many memories. Wenger versus Fergie.
Coming in things face Van Nistelrooy after missing the penalty.
Exactly. I mean, the highlights of this match obviously build it up for such a great thing, and now they're both fighting for what we call a top four race. Gunners are fifth, Man United are sixth. I don't know what Josh, what do you say?
No, I'm excited. I mean, I know, like you just mentioned, though, Ryan Liberty came out and he said first of two thrashings was supposed to be the Stamford Bridge fixture against Chelsea, and didn't end up that way. Look, to be honest, I wasn't confident going to the Bridge. Yes, we have had good results there as of recent, but it's Chelsea at the end of the day. They're a quality team. They might have had a couple slip-ups recently, but they also, I mean, 6-0 against any Premier League team is a great accomplishment.
Sorry, I have to cut you. I just want to announce this breaking news that has just taken place. Manchester United have confirmed the appointment of Erik ten Hag.
Oh, that's big. I mean, especially ahead of this fixture, that's big. He doesn't have much time to work with him. He's going there to meet the club, and then he's going to sit in the dugout if that's the case this weekend.
Is he the right man for the job?
Look, I think he might be the right man for the job. He's going to change the style of play exceptionally. I mean, we know he's worked with Pep Guardiola in his time at the second team at Bayern. And he's working with Ajax. We know their style of play. We know the Dutch style of play. They're very possession-based. And United aren't really that. So it's a big change for the club. I'd like to hear some thoughts of United fans, what they think if that big change is the right move. I know one of my colleagues, Brian Nyker, he would prefer Pochettino. And I know a lot of United fans, they would also prefer him. But it might be a bit of a morale boost, but there's nothing to really work with coming into the Saturday's fixture. I think United have not struggled really, but when they come to Emirates, it is a challenge for them. But we'll see. I'm excited for this fixture this weekend. It was a bit sloppy, if I must say, the Chelsea fixture, the first half from both teams, really. It was exciting for the fans to watch.
Listen, you can't really complain. You scored four at Stamford Bridge.
No, it is exciting. I have to look at it from that perspective, because maybe Chelsea, they had a lot of squad rotation, and Arsenal as well. We've got some big injuries. As a fan, I can't ignore the three previous pictures. If we had 1 point from those three, we would have been above Tottenham at the moment and in that fourth position. Yeah. We really threw it away. And if we lost this game in hand against Chelsea, it was bad. And in this fixture against United, if we had to lose both, in my opinion, we'd be out the top four race.
Yeah.
With that big win on Tuesday night, or Wednesday night rather, excellent. Now the big, not the final hurdle, but to get United off our back, there's three horses in this race at the top four. To get United off our back, this is the big one.
So the loser of this match is out the race.
In my opinion, yes.
Yeah. Spurs fans will obviously be looking for the draw.
Yeah, okay. No doubt.
Don, just before I get your thoughts on this big game, I want to hear what you have to say about Erik ten Hag, because that is the big news that's just come in.
Well, when does he actually sign up? In my opinion, yes, it's good news for them, but he's not going to take over anytime soon. In my
next season.
Yeah. So he's a next season problem in my opinion. He's a good coach. We've discussed it in previous podcasts where I think that it's the time factor, okay, and the freedom of what he'll be able to bring in. Would he be able to bring in his own style of football? Would he be able to get rid of the problems within the United camp? Would he be able to clean out the rot? These are questions that we'll only be able to see once he gets a transfer window. We know the Glaziers, we know the owners of Man United. They do back their coaches when they do come in. So he will get an extensive budget. He's got a fantastic academy and a good crop of players in the youth that are coming up that he probably will look and work with.
Speaking of that, I mean, the youth, they just fired two of the lead scouts and one of the chief scouts as well at United. So they are changing that. I mean, maybe there's a bit of criticism in the recruitment.
This is the policy that you will see.
I'd love to know who pointed out Maguire. Who thought that would be a good idea?
No, that wasn't. That's a different topic for a different discussion. I think that is a good...
What's your thoughts on... I think one player who would probably benefit is Donny van der Beek. He came with a lot of high reputation.
So I think the Ajax players will previous Ajax players in Donny van der Beek, hopefully he'll be put back into where he belongs in the United fold. Mm. And players like Jordan Sancho, Lingard, players that are on the fringes currently, get to put up their hands again and stake claim into what can be a formidable United team. Mm. So now
who takes this?
What, for this game?
For this game, yeah.
For me, I've gone Gunners straight win, 11-10. If you want to be bold and a little bit, if you want to be on the bold side, I'll go for the double chance, both teams to score. Gunners end the draw at 12-10. I can't see the Gunners losing this game for me, because they just know they can't afford for Spurs number one to be finished above them. Mm. That is just something as a Spurs fan or as
saying touching them stay.
Yeah. So I mean, that'll be the end for the likes of the Gunners fans. As I said, the loser of this match is definitely out the top four. Right, but it's going to be a tussle of notes.
I fully agree. For me, I also don't see Arsenal losing this fixture. I know we need to tighten up a bit. It's difficult with Thomas Partey being out. It's difficult with Tierney being out. I think when Tierney is on that left flank, Martinelli, who's exceptional, is able to have a bit more freedom up the left flank. And then also when it comes to the midfield battle that United seem to lose quite often, with Partey out, it's another challenge as well. I think Elneny, after coming in against Chelsea after so long, he did an excellent job. Him and Xhaka, the previous role that used to really feature all the time. I think they have a good understanding. They'll be able to maybe nullify that part of the pitch against United.
I think you're going to win the midfield battle because Paul Problems won't be playing.
He's
booed off as well. So we don't know.
I'm saying is that if you look at, I mean, Alisson did 52 passes in the game and United midfield did 51. Mm. So you'll definitely win the midfield battle.
Yeah.
And then it's just coming up front against a Harry Maguire and Phil Jones, or Harry Maguire and whoever.
For me, I think the most important thing in this fixture has to be game management. We've done it well for a majority of the season.
And I'm giving against you credit
Chelsea,
for that, yes.
Against Chelsea, that wasn't the case. So I think if we can work on that for Saturday, that'll be the key factor in the game, is game management. We will score. I think we will score. The fans are excellent. You heard them at Stamford Bridge throughout the whole game.
Yeah.
But Arsenal can do Arsenal things. I am a fan. I know this. So I have to go on the double chance with them. And I think there will be more than two goals in the game. It's not the biggest of odds. I think it's 13 to 20. That's my play in this one.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to agree with both of you. I think Arsenal will obviously come into this game high on confidence, having beaten Chelsea in their own backyard emphatically. I thought for even when the game was tied at 2-2, I thought Arsenal were the better team. I thought Chelsea was so sloppy. But Arsenal, they also, of late, their recent record against United, they've done quite well. They've got a lot of great results against them. So, you know, with the game played at home, United have been stuttering. I just think Arsenal are the team, yeah. And I think they'll win, straight win, at 11 to 10.
Good values.
Yeah, Arsenal for me. Up next, Manchester City host Watford. Don Shirley, I know as a Liverpool fan, you obviously chasing down the title and you're hoping for City slip up, but surely you're not expecting Watford to help you out.
No, there's definitely not no hopes and dreams on this one. It's first versus 19th in the log, and looking at the way in which Man City swept past Brighton, there was a mark of champions in terms of the way they played. They were calm, they were composed. Yes, they didn't score the goals in the first 5 minutes or first 10 minutes, but they remained calm and they remained composed and got a 3-0 victory on that. If I look at the last time the Hornets went to the Etihad, they lost 8-0.
Okay. You're just throwing things out there.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
They fill up the stands with goals.
Yeah, I mean, they had more goals than fans in the stadium. Bernardo Silva loves scoring in this fixture. Scored 5 goals in the last 3 games, and yesterday he also got onto the score sheet. So he's hitting a bit of a rich vein of form.
Scorer.
Yeah,
nice.
So I've looked at that, and Bernardo Silva, anytime goal scorer at 2-1, nice. For me has been the value for thing. I mean, back in City as I think it's 1-5.
It's ridiculous. 1-11.
Yeah. So you can't. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't back that. So I've looked at Bernardo Silva anytime goal scorer at 2-1 for me. I think that's proper value.
For me, even the squad, even with squad rotation, they have to going up into the Champions League fixture in the midweek. I think just to put it straight down, if you're looking for the bet, Man City wins 1-0. They're defensively sound even when they do have that rotation. Even a 50 million Nathan Ake, who isn't the brighter spark for me in defense, he gets the job done here. I think that's Manchester City win 2-0 at 6-10 is the play.
No. Yeah, I think this can only be described as a bloodbath waiting to happen. I think Manchester City win comfortably, convincingly. I think the winning margins, I don't know what the pricing is, but have a look at Manchester City to win by 3 or more goals, or to win Man City to win 3-0, 4-0, 5-0.
Yeah, I'm just concerned at that because it could be 6, 7, or 8.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, our next game, very quickly with this one. Newcastle traveled to Norwich. Newcastle looking to break into the top half.
I think Eddie Howe's done an excellent job with Newcastle. I wouldn't have, he's a good manager, but I wouldn't have expected such a quick change for Newcastle. They were poor defensively, and he's really sorted that out. I think the lines that they keep are tight. Yes, and their focus is great. Yes, on occasion, if the game gets to them a bit, they seem to misplace a couple passes, make a couple runs that shouldn't have happened, or chase down a ball that shouldn't have happened. But against Norwich, for me, Norwich are relegated already. Newcastle, even away from home, they get this done fairly easily.
Oh, no.
11-10, Newcastle.
Yeah, straightforward. I looked at that as well. I think Newcastle, Eddie Howe, can't agree more with Josh. They're on a high. They've got straight... 3 straight wins, hard-fought wins, but you know it's that positivity that's in the camp. You know they're starting to, the fans are, and they've got a big following or behind the team and behind the manager. And for me, the writing's on the wall for Norwich. They'll definitely be a championship team next season. 11th versus 20th. I've gone for the double chance in both teams to score. Newcastle and draw in both teams to score at 12-10. I think that's a little bit of value. Purely because
why the draw though? Why are you including that?
I'm including the draw because Eddie Howe generally hasn't done 4 or 5 games on the bounce. And if I look at what Norwich did put a bit of a performance in scoring two goals against a...
No, Don.
That was United.
That's United. That was poor United. No, that was poor United.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, maybe Newcastle wins 2-0 then.
Don, I'm going to stay with you. Aston Villa, that's your second team, right? Because of Steven Gerrard. They take on Leicester City. Why do you think Aston Villa are struggling all of a sudden? Because they had started... really well. They've got a good group of players. They've got a talented squad. There's some quality players. You think of the likes of Leon Bailey,
Matty Cash,
the striker. What's that striker again?
Ollie Watkins.
Felipe Coutinho.
You have to mention that one, Edon.
Yeah. No, I'm saying.
Well, okay. Why do you think they're struggling? They're languishing in 15th.
I think, so Gerrard needs to snap that four-game losing streak at the moment. They're laying 15th in the log, and they're versing a Leicester City that's 9th. Leicester City, for me, are off the boil, but it is Gerrard's former manager in Brendan Rodgers, so it's master versus student. I think Villa can snap this one and could do the double. The previous fixture was Gerrard's third victory when he took over and he was they won that game 1-0. So I think that Aston Villa could do the double. So I'm going for a straight win for Aston Villa 31-20. But that's just my heart putting the betting with my heart and not with my head on this one.
I think for me, Leicester are an exciting team. They have some trouble in keeping consistency.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they win trophies. Yeah. They've been a decent squad. They make some good signings, big outgoings. They've caught some clubs out with that. And then I think this season they can win another trophy. It's the first season of the Europa Conference League. It's not a big one. It's not anything that any club would really...
Silverware.
I think for Leicester, they're in the semis.
Especially if you're Leicester.
They're in the semis. They can win a trophy for another season, consecutive season. I think they focus on this fixture. But even with Aston Villa, they need a win. I don't think they get it against the Foxes. I think it's a draw for me.
Well, it's the future Liverpool boss against the ex-Liverpool boss. I think Leicester City should prove too strong at home. Just the quality that they have, I think they'll get the job done. Villa haven't been impressive. 4 defeats in a row, I think Leicester City win this one. 17-10, that's a decent value bet.
Yeah.
Something to look into. Moving on to Sunday's... Saturday's late game has the makings of an absolute humdinger. It's Hollywood Brentford against Tottenham at the Brentford Community Stadium. I'm excited for this one. I know the headline fixture for the game week is Arsenal Man United, but I think this game we could be in for an entertaining game of football. I think there can be plenty of fireworks. London derby.
So it's a London derby. Brentford can hold their head up high in terms of knowing that they, of the promoted teams, will finish the highest, which is a massive feat for them. 12th versus 4th. Brentford have won the last two London derbies that they've played in terms of the West Ham and Chelsea, and have won those games away from home. Playing at the community stadium, we know how small and tight that is. Yeah. We know that it's very close. The fans are closer to the ground. And it's a game that Spurs it won't be a walk in the park for Spurs. They're both on a similar form line from their five fixtures, having won 4, lost 1 each. So it's an evenly matched in terms of the form line. I've copped out and I've gone for both teams to score at 15-20. I've added that into my multiples. But if you want to be bold, go for the double chance, Brentford and the draw at 8-10. I think that's...
Before I come to you, Josh, why are you on the fence so much? Like, you're coming with double chances. Both teams to score.
Yeah, but the reason being, I'm just nervous for Derby's. I mean, it's Derby weekend. So if you notice where my notes are going through it, this is all form lines walk out the window when you play a Derby match. And you'll see this when the teams play each other. So, I mean, the London Derby, it's not the Spurs versus Chelsea or Arsenal versus Chelsea, but the fans and the players step up for Derby matches, and Brentford showed that fighting, going to the Bridge and winning 4-1 effectively, going to the London Stadium and beating West Ham, who both were way above their sitting in the table. So this is why I say it with preservation, but I mean I do understand. I've been watching football for quite some time. Trust me.
I love Thomas Frank football. And this weekend, I think against, we saw Tottenham in their previous fixture.
Against Brighton.
Brighton played a possession-based game. They had no number nine. They went from left flank to right flank, and they dominated Tottenham, to be quite honest. Yes, Tottenham loved to play on that break, and they played really quick under Conte, and it does make for an entertaining fixture. But at the same time, I think Thomas Frank has got a good group of players that can really do damage in any team, against any squad, whether it be the bigger sides, whether it be the smaller sides. And even now in this London, like Don just mentioned, it's been three London derbies this month alone, and they've shown themselves quite emphatically. It sounds like I'm being biased, but I think that Brentford can definitely get this win. It's at their home grounds. Don, I know that Hollywood Bets has a watch party. Please send me the invite. I will be there. I think that Brentford can get this victory. What needs to happen is... I think Christian Eriksen has been excellent for the team. If he can outdo Benson Kerr, I like Benson Kerr from Tottenham. He's a quality player. He's able to get stuck in with a lot of other midfielders, and he does so quite well. But I think if Christian Eriksen can get the better of him in the 50-50s, go in rather hard, they can get this victory.
Yeah, no, I did have that in my notes, and I kind of skipped it in saying that this could be the Christian Eriksen fixture. But yeah, I tend to agree with you. So if you really want to be bold, go for the straight Brentford win.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm doing. To be honest, I'm very confident. So look, it's a big game, difficult to call, but at the same time, Brentford at home. But whether it's Brentford away, Brentford have shown, like against Chelsea, against Arsenal this season, what they're capable of. I think that they'll get the job done, and which will do Arsenal a huge favor. And that's just like a bonus, because
I think win or lose, Brentford always give an exciting fixture.
Yeah,
they do.
And this Saturday evening is going to be a big one.
On to Sunday's action now. Chelsea will be hoping to avoid a fourth defeats at home when they welcome West Ham, who are still looking to qualify for a place in Europe next season.
I mean, they are in the semis at the moment of Europa League. They come up against the German side, if I'm not mistaken, Eintracht Frankfurt. Yeah. Who knocked out Barcelona. So I think that the eye might be on the prize there. For me, the eye is always on the prize in European football, especially if you're in the semis. Yes, they might. West Ham might be fighting a complete outside chance for top four, but even if they fall short there, it's another Europa League season for them. A complete outside chance. There's betting on it, which means there's a chance.
There's absolutely no chance.
West Ham finishing the top four. There is a chance of West Ham playing Champions League football if they win the Europa League.
Yes. Okay.
So I think they have to go then.
Yeah. So. Winning Europa League might be the only chance of them getting into the Champions League, but saying that they're going to finish in the top four, that is a long pipe dream, in my opinion. But it's third versus seventh. If only can Chelsea fix their pitch problems, they might be able to snap the third straight defeat. But I think being a London derby yet again. I've gone for both teams to score at even money.
Oh, no. No, just like on the fence, Don.
No, it's not on the fence. No,
we're not going to call you Mr. Value because you don't. You're not giving us any value.
At even money.
Pick a winner. Call a winner. Who's winning this one?
For me, Chelsea win this fixture. West Ham have been playing excellent football. They've got some good players. Antonio is a key man to play the ball up to for West Ham. Chelsea struggled to do that with Lukaku. And he said to swap strikers would be the same situation. I think the style of play that Tuchel has is great. He shouldn't have rotated the squad so much. Yeah. He needed to put better players on the field against Arsenal, and I think he will do it this weekend. He has to do it this weekend. Four straight defeats at the Bridge is unacceptable, and this weekend is a big one for the players. They will catch a wake-up in training, and Chelsea get this fixture done.
I'm not saying that your both teams to score pick is a bad option. In fact, that's a good bet, but like, come, don't sit on the fence.
No, I'm not sitting on the fence. If you look at the intro to the game, okay, both teams are eyeing different prizes, okay? Both teams are not putting their focus into the league. Not that they need to, because Chelsea don't need to put their focus in the league. They are third, cemented third, in my opinion, okay? They can rotate. They can't rotate heavily like what they did at Arsenal. They need to learn that, and they will learn that. Yes, for me to say Chelsea will win at the Bridge is not a value bet, okay? They're very, very short price. I think they're 6-10.
Six and a half,
11-20. I can't give that as a value bet and say, well, okay, guys, I think that Chelsea are going to snap a three-game losing streak at the Bridge. Take a bet at 6-10. They will win the game. I've looked for the value bet, and the value bet is even money at both teams to score. Even though West Ham will come up and fight, their eye is on the European fixture, as Josh alluded to. Okay, so they might rest the Antonios. They might rest a couple of key players for them, or only play them 60 minutes, or only play them 50 minutes. You know, so David Moyes has got bigger fish to fry, and Thomas Tuchel's also got bigger fish to fry in saying that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's go very quickly for these next two fixtures. It's Burnley against Wolves first, and then followed by Brighton hosting Southampton. Starts off with Burnley, Wolves.
Josh. I think Don just mentioned that something to fight for. Burnley showed midweek they got something to fight for. They've got it in them. The team has really come together, even though, in my opinion, it was a silly move to sack Sean at this time of the season.
Yeah.
Definite no-go for me. It's only a couple of fixtures left. He knows this game. He knows how to keep the team above. Yes, they are in a tight squeeze, and he would have been the man to get it done. Yes, the players will come together. They also want to stay in the Premier League, give the fans something as well. For me, but I think Burnley can take this fixture. Wolves have... They've had a bit of a slump back and forth here and there. At home, I think that's where the relegation teams come alive when they're playing in their home stand.
Yeah, 18 versus 8. And as bad as Wolves is in terms of their form line and their inconsistency, for me, the writing's on the wall for Burnley in firing their manager. They shouldn't have done that. For me, that was the wrong move. They should have believed in him and given him the faith.
I think
that's the factor that cost them for me. I think Wolves would be able to pounce on and prey on the blood that's going to be there.
Well, they're 7-4. Quite a
I've gone for the Wolves win 17-10 for me. I think straight win for me.
For me, I have to agree with you. I think that Burnley are going down. But there's always that little bit of fight left in the team, and I think they do have it.
Hard to back against teams fighting.
Yes.
But the point is that they were fighting because of Sam Dash. Okay. Losing
a losing battle.
Yeah, for me, that's why I said that the writing's on the wall. If they kept the manager or showed a little bit of belief in the manager and kept him for the 8 games, this is why you don't change managers this late in the season for me or announce new managers to think that it's going to give you a new broom. Okay. Nothing's going to happen. You just got to ride out that wave.
Well, the penultimate game on Sunday, Brighton against Southampton.
No, for me, I'm going to skip this one. It's 10 versus 13th. I'm not impressed with both of the teams. Southampton have let me down every time I have backed them. So it might look like I'm copying out on this one, but I've got bigger fish to fry. I'll be changing and getting ready to go and watch the big game. So I've gone for both teams to score at 8-10, purely because I've added it into both teams to score a multiple that I will obviously announce at the
kind
end.
Kind of the trend of this podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you're really searching for that winning bet this
year. I'm finding the winning bet for you guys. And the both teams to score market will definitely give it to us.
Yeah. I think this fixture is a little stale one at the mid table.
Yeah.
I would back a draw in this one if I had to have a punt. Other than that, I wouldn't even have a look at it on the TV.
Yeah, no, for me as well. I'm not too interested in this one, but I think if I were to have a punt on this game, I'd back the draw, maybe even under 2.5 goals, you know. But like, this is obviously one to avoid. Well, this is where you come alive on the podcast, Don, because it's the Merseyside derby. We've been hearing this for years, how this is such a fantastic derby, even though it's the most one-sided derby.
I don't think it's a one-sided
it's
derby.
Liverpool against Everton, relegation threatened Everton at Anfield.
Second versus
at Fortress Anfield.
Okay, second versus 17th. The last time Everton came to Anfield, they beat Liverpool 2-0.
Has that been Van Dijk got injured?
No. Let's just did. The last time the last time Everton came across Stanley Park and played at Liverpool, they beat Liverpool 2-0. Form lines go out the window at derby matches.
There we go.
Okay.
There
so
go.
I've been saying that for all the other derby matches. Why can't I be consistent and say it's in the Merseyside derby? But having said that, I think Liverpool will revenge that 2-0 defeat. We mean business. We know. When I say Liverpool know that they have got 8 or 9, 10 cup finals, and the fans will rally and the fans will come through in their numbers. The flares will be out, and getting one over the second old enemy will be something to relish. You saw it at the United game. And hopefully we'll see it again this Sunday. I've gone for Liverpool and over 3.5 goals at 13-10. I think that's probably the value bet for the weekend. If you want to also look at another market, 4+ corners for Liverpool at 19-20. And I've added that into my multiple, which will give me quite a nice multiple.
That's a decent bet. I like that one.
Okay.
Look, we've established who the relegation contenders are. Everton, finally, I think they got a decent result in the midweek, scraping that one. But against Liverpool, like you said earlier, Chad, it's the most one-sided derby that we will ever witness. like you, Don, you mentioned form lines go out the window. I don't think. I think that Liverpool get this one comfortably, like your bets alludes to as well. God forbid this is the last time that we see this Merseyside derby. But at the same time, only Donovan wants to watch it. We can move on from here.
Well, Monday night's fixture. I don't know what to make of this game. It's Crystal Palace entertaining Leeds, who aren't really out of trouble yet.
I think they are safe. I mean, 17th and 16th place. Well, in saying that, is that Everton is 17th and Leeds is 16th. I think that they're pretty much safe for me because I'm writing off Watford and I'm writing off Burnley. But yeah, 14th versus 16th. Leeds have always won this game narrowly, 1-0. I think the last two times they played each other. And Patrick Vieira should be looking to get something over Leeds. But Leeds have always just had the number against the Crystal Palace team. It's not going to be one that I'll be staying up to watch on a Monday night. I can assure you that. I've gone through both teams to score 13-20.
Yeah, for me, I think Palace get this victory. Disappointing results in the semi-final. I mean, speaking of one-sided derbies, there's another one-sided as well. I think that Crystal Palace get the victory over Leeds here. I think they play a better game. Conor Gallagher back in the squad again.
Makes a big difference.
Makes a big difference for sure. And playing at home for Palace definitely makes a big difference. I know for watching Arsenal play for the every fixture this season.
Yeah.
Going away, the fans were excellent. You could hear them at every fixture. The only game this season so far that I haven't really heard the Arsenal away team was when they went to Crystal Palace. That place rocks. I think that they get the victory against Leeds on Monday night. Cool.
Well, those are the thoughts of our soccer analyst. Don's got something to say before I come to you, Don. It's that time of the podcast where we want to give our listeners a chance to win themselves a 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. All you have to do is answer this question. Erik ten Hag has been appointed Manchester United boss. How do you rate his chances of taking the club back to its glory days? So let us know what you think. If your comment impresses our panel of judges and hits the target, we will credit your account with a 200 Rand betting voucher, of course, courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Don, last thoughts?
Well, there's one more game in the week. Obviously, it's the catch-up game, Man United versus Chelsea. It's at Old Trafford. I've gone for Chelsea win. It'll be on a better pitch. Chelsea win away from home. Obviously, we've stated how Chelsea win have been better away from home at 11-10. So if you want to just maybe include that into one or two of your weekend multiples, it's probably one of the banker bets for you to take. So Chelsea will win 11-10 against Man United on the 28th of April. And in my treble is Brentford versus Spurs, both teams to score 15-20. Chelsea versus West Ham, both teams to score at even money. And Liverpool, first half corners, 4+ at 19-20. That treble will give you a 6-1 value bet.
Josh, before I get your last thoughts, just want to say I hope Manchester City win the Premier League, the Champions League, and everything else that Liverpool are in. Josh, your thoughts?
For me, I still back Liverpool to win this league title. I think that City have one small slip up in them, and the goal difference for Liverpool will trump that.
Oh, you're a good man, Josh. Happy birthday.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.